Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 11. This is the Beda Kirtan pastimes. Beda means going around where the Lord and the devotees will chant all around the temple. Here, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was meeting the devotees who came immediately to see him in Jagannath Puri when they understood he had returned from a South India tour. These are the devotees from Bengal. So Murari Gupta at first did not meet the Lord, but rather remained outside the door, falling down like a stick to offer obeisances. Murari na dekhiye Prabhu kore avishan, Murari laite dana oila bahujan. When Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not see Murari amongst the devotees, he inquired about him. Thereupon, many people immediately went to Murari, running to take him to the Lord. Thus Murari Gupta, catching two bunches of straw in his teeth, went before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with humility and meekness. Upon seeing Murari come to meet him, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went up to him, but Murari began to run away and speak as follows, "My Lord, please do not touch me. I am most abominable and am not fit for you to touch because my body is sinful." Prabhu kahe, Murari, kara dainya samvarana, tomara dainya deki mora vidirna hayamana. The Lord said, "My dear Murari, please restrain yourself restrain your unnecessary humility. My mind is disturbed to see your meekness." Eta bali prabhu tandre koila alingana, nikateva shana kori anga samarjana. Saying this, the Lord embraced Murari and had him sit down by his side. The Lord then began to cleanse his body with his own hands. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then again and again embraced all the devotees, including Acharya Ratna, Vidyanidhi, Pandit Gadadha, Gangadas, Hari Bhatta, and Acharya Purandara. The Lord described their good qualities and glorified them again and again. After thus offering respects to each and every devotee, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very jubilant. However, not seeing Haridas Thakur, he inquired, "Where is Haridas?"
Dura hoite Haridasa gosane dekhiya, raja patta prante pade ache dandavadhai.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then saw in the distance that Haridas Thakur was lying down flat on the road, offering obeisances.
Milana stane ase, prabodha na malila, raja patta prante dure padia rahila.
Haridas Thakur did not come to the Lord's meeting place, but remained fallen flat on the common road at a distance. All the devotees went to Haridas Thakur, saying, "The Lord wants to meet you. Please come immediately." Haridas Thakur replied, "I cannot go near the temple because I am low caste, abominable person. I have no authority to go there." Here is Prabhupada's purport. Although Haridas Thakur was such a highly exalted Vaishnava that he was addressed as Haridas Goswami, he still did not like to disturb the common sense of the general populace. Haridas Thakur was so exalted that he was addressed as Thakur and Gosai, and these titles are offered to the most advanced devotees, the most advanced Vaishnavas. The spiritual master is generally called Gosai, and Thakur is used to address the Paramhamsas, those in the topmost rank of spirituality. Nonetheless, Haridas Thakur did not want to go near the temple, although he was called there by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. The Jagannath temple still accepts only those Hindus who are in the Varnashram order. Other castes, especially those who are not Hindus, are not allowed to enter the temple. This is a long-standing regulation, and thus Haridas Thakur, although certainly competent and qualified to enter the temple, did not want even to go near it. This is called Vaishnava humility. Continuing, Haridas Thakur then expressed his desire. If I could just get a solitary place near the temple, I could stay there alone and pass my time. I do not wish the servants of Lord Jagannath to touch me. I would remain there in the garden alone. That is my desire. And when this message was relayed to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by the people, the Lord became very happy to hear it. At this time, Kasi Misra, along with the superintendent of the temple, came and offered his respects unto the lotus feet of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Upon seeing all the Vaishnavas together, Kasi Misra and the superintendent became very happy. With great happiness, they met with the devotees in a befitting manner. Prabhu pade dui jana koila nivedan agya deha Vaishnaveda kwari sama dan. Both submitted to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Please give us orders so that we may make proper arrangements to accommodate all the Vaishnavas. Accommodations have been arranged for all the Vaishnavas. Now let us distribute Mahaprasadam to all of them. Prabhu kahe, Gopinath, yaha Vaishnava lai, yahan yahan kahe vasa tahan deha lai. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately told Gopinath Acharya, please go with the Vaishnavas and accompany them, accommodate them in whatever residences Kasi Misra and the temple superintendent offer. Then the Lord told Kasi Misra and the temple superintendent, as for the remnants of food left by Jagannath, let them be delivered to Vaninath Rai's charge, for he can take care of all the Vaishnavas and distribute Mahaprasadam to them. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then said, nearby my place, in this garden of flowers, is a single room that is very solitary. Se ghara ameke deha ache prayojana nibhritte vashya tahan kariba smarana. Please give that room to me, for I have need for it. Indeed, I shall remember the lotus feet of Krishna sitting in that solitary place. Here's Prabhupada's purport. This statement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is significant. Nibhritte vashya tahan kariba smaran. I shall sit down there in that solitary place and remember the lotus feet of the Lord. Neophyte students are not to imitate sitting in a solitary place and remembering the lotus feet of the Lord by chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. We should always remember that it was for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself who wanted such a place, either for himself or Haridas Thakur. No one can suddenly attain the level of Haridas Thakur and sit down in a solitary place to chant the Hare Krishna mantra and remember the lotus feet of the Lord. Only an exalted person like Haridas Thakur or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is personally exhibiting the proper behavior for an acharya, can engage in such a practice. At the present moment, we see that some of the members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness are tending to leave their preaching activities in order to sit in a solitary place. This is not a very good sign. It is a fact that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has condemned this process for neophytes. He has even stated in a song, Pratistara tare nirjanera ghare tava hari nama kevala kaitava. Sitting in a solitary place intending to chant the Hare Krishna mantra is considered a cheating process. This practice is not possible for neophytes at all. The neophyte devotees must act and work very laboriously under the direction of the spiritual master, and he must thus preach the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Only after maturing in devotion can he sit down in a solitary place to chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself did. Although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, To teach us a lesson, he traveled all over India continuously for 6 years and only then retired at Jagannath Puri. Even at Jagannath Puri, the Lord chanted the Hare Krishna mantra in great meetings at the Jagannath Temple. The point is that one should not try to imitate Haridas Thakur at the beginning of one's transcendental life. One must first become very mature in devotion and thus receive the approval of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Only at such a time may one actually sit down peacefully in a solitary place to chant the Hare Krishna mantra and remember the lotus feet of the Lord. The senses are very strong. And if a neophyte devotee imitates Haridas Thakur, his enemies, Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Mada, Matsarja, will disturb and fatigue him. Instead of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, the neophyte will simply sleep soundly. Preaching work is meant for advanced devotees, and when an advanced devotee is further elevated on the devotional scale, he may retire to chant the Hare Krishna mantra in a solitary place. However, if one simply imitates advanced spiritual life, he will fall down just like the Sahajiyas in Vrindavan. Continuing, Kashi Mishra then told Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "Everything belongs to you. What is the use of your begging? By your own will, you can take whatever you like. My Lord, we are your two servants and are here just to carry out your orders. By your mercy, please tell us to do whatever you want." Saying this, Kashi Mishra and the temple inspector took their leave, and Gopinath and Vainanath went with them. Gopinath was then shown all the residential places, and Vainanath was given large quantities of food, Mahaprasad, left by Lord Jagannath. Then Vaninath Roy returned with large quantities of Lord Jagannath's food remnants, including cakes and other good eatables. Gopinath Acharya also returned after cleansing all the residential quarters. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then addressed all the Vaishnavas and requested that they listen to him. He said, "Now you can go to your respective residential quarters. Go to the sea and bathe, and look at the top of the temple. After so doing, please come back here and take your lunch." Prabhu namaskari sabe sabe vasate chalila Gopinathacharya sabe vasastana dila. After offering obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the devotees departed for their residences, and Gopinathacharya showed them their respective quarters. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he will now start interacting himself with Thakur Haridas. And we shall hear about that very soon, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.